Now we've got some messages on Facebook. One of them is from Thompson Amlilo, who writes, Zimbabwe is a classic case of the starkly opposites. Zimbabwe citizens are for rule of law, while President Mugabe believes in law of rule. Tyranny will never have the last word. Then we've got Charles Wingwiri, who writes, so the president is now the presidency and the judiciary. In a statement, he is actually saying the courts must always rule in his favor, not rule in accordance with the laws of the land. Those are the signs and symptoms of dictatorship. The word democracy must be deleted from all dictionaries in Zimbabwe because democracy does not exist in Zimbabwe. The best way to ban the protest is to attend to all what the people of Zimbabwe are asking for. If they cannot provide what they promised, then let those who have the stamina to provide to take over. They should know that they can arrest people, but not the idea. And lastly, there are so many of them. Noah Kwande writes, the issue of bond notes, police brutality, ban or restriction of food imports from friendly economies and others should have been announced after engaging the population through established consultation structures and processes such as the TNF. What says okay, lapha ke icingweni silobani silomnumzana uchabalala baba chabalala unga unjani
yaphila kunjani dube
no siphile kakhulu kunjani lapho khona
hayi akuyantembu kangaka ikhona kodwa akuyantembu kangaka
ye
akutsho lokhu dube
ye akutsho sibithi kutwani
mina angivumelani nabanye abatuna abantu bayona bayachaya babulala izinto wayenza yonke into ukudala lokhu ngamapholisa uyakhumbula ngesikhathi sezidlebe zisika ngewoza ukuthi ayisenza njani kule minyaka ethize yayikwenza izicini hlala phansi kodwa bacine bechaywa bebutshwa besenza yonke into abaqalisa kunyokhu ngamapholisa amapholisa lawe ekhokhelwa ngabantu abathathu abantu abathathu labo engithoyo umkhokheli welizwe uthiuri umthombo okukhona kathisi yibo abanikela bephuza izinja betwenasaf ukuthi inja yonke ngawuvekile uyukuza ikhondrolwa ngumnikazi ungathi sa iyabamba ungathi yekela iyayekela ngakuyukuthi ukuthi ayisiyo ngaba isiko lokho ngabe abantu abakwenzi khona ubadingisilesi abantu kuhle and peaceable ungalamkhuhlane udala lokhu ngamapholisaibona abo bantu embasihambileyo ngiyabonga
ye so kodwa-ke abanye bazakuthi babona abanye abantu bebulala amaglasi ezitolo lokunye okufanayo so babe sebesithi jabalala ungazani bakhona phela abanye abantu laba bacina bekwenza khonokho
hhayi abantu babe sebefuthelene besenziwa khona lokhu njengoba uzabe uthiwa ngetekesi asikhulume njengomakhumalo utabita lo utabita uthaye engekho ekudimonstrate esewufisini yakhe kodwa kwabapho seyitekesi uthoni khonokho abaqalisa khonokho umsindo ngamapholisa bangayekela ukuba khona amapholisa abantu bedimonstrate asizekone damage engenzakala ngitho ijove ngakuyibona sikubonile kusuka kusimisi kwakusenzakala into ezingavenele ngesikhathi senje amapholisa ayegijimisana lathi ngayeso sikhathi kodwa kwakubonakala kuyukuthi ukuthi okokuqalisa umsindo enjalo ngamapholisa ayisike ukuthi ngelokhu ze abantu abakwenzi lokhu abantu zingathi badimonstrate kungalamapholisa angabi khona asuze ubone ngijoyinisayini yomsindo asuzibone bazabe lokhu bezihlabelela bebhoda befika amapulagazi abo kungalazi ukuthi olukhona amapholisa ayedala khonokho
siyabonga kakhulu ke mshengo ungathini lokusasa ba Yeah, Chabalala. So that was Mr. Chabalala calling from Zimbabwe. He's saying that in most cases, people don't spark these kind of, violent protests. He says the police are there to blame for that because they are normally cornered by the police and end up reacting in the way they react. So he says at the end of the day, it used to happen during the Ian Smith regime time. And he says now it's happening in Zimbabwe. And it's unfortunate that it's happening right now. But he says all what is happening is the police are to blame. For all this.
Mr. Ncube, before we go to our next caller, any parallels between what is happening in Mr. Mugabe's Zimbabwe and the later Rebel Prime Minister Ian Douglas Smith's Rhodesia?
There's a lot of similarities. It's quite amazing because at the end of the day, the people trust at some point to our president. However, when you look back, when you track back in history, where you, you've got where His Excellency is saying he's fighting for the people so that the people have a better living, so that the people enjoy the same democracy as anybody else. And when you look currently, it's such a shame. The very same person who was actually championing for the democracy and you know, enjoyment of freedom for the Zimbabwean is the very same person who's suppressing the citizens of Zimbabwe. It's wrong, because at the end of the day, as a government should listen to people's concerns. Now, if the president is saying people shouldn't demonstrate, and how are people going to put across their grievances? It's a democratic country, and freedom of speech and you know, participation, it's one of the core values in a democratic country. So it's a shame indeed, and it's wrong.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. Ngube. Unfortunately, Gibbs, you're having problems with our live stream.
Yes.
We hope it will be fixed before the end of the program. Regati Bwenda, una mkoma Brighton. Mkoma kana uti mkoma Bright. Magadi?
Great, murnane re.
Aywa, tirinani. Mkoma Brighton, varipa Victoria Falls. Parisi epa Victoria Falls.
Victoria Falls is fairly good. Kuri nani chose.
Ma tourist arguye.
Yeah, at the moment there's panama changes akati kuti arikuitika.
Oh, aiwa, saka kana matourists achiuya zvinenge zvakanaka. Zvinoreva kuti business riri kufamba zvakanaka, asi nhasi tomborova business repolitics. Mukoma Brighton, muri kuona sei mashoko emutungamiri wenyika?
Yeah, mashoko emutungamiri wenyika haasi kuti anogamuchirita zvakanyanya, and at the same time pane machanges ekuti tinokwanisa kuzvigamuchira in a way kuti I'm realizing this situation in Zimbabwe, I can't say who got this one, my politician. Saka, this is in the key to an one, Varkusumga, and my speech, it was good. Pazagatanga, Nana, Patama, Manima, Warire, and citizens of Zimbabwe. They will be having the nation at heart, one in Nikapa mode. But now, Kanazabu, one of my politicians, one like Dr. Wawane Kuvoterwa. Vanga vakanyarara ever since. It's true that when pamunozoona hurumende nemapurisa avo nechichi, I don't support Robert Mugabe, and support kana Tsvangirai. But vanenge vakurwa hondo dzavo at our expense. Saka my political parties should stand aside. Vosi ma citizens vagari vemunyika yeZimbabwe vasimuke vachitaura magrievances avo. Kana tikasimuka tichiti toda mari dzedu, but munakazosumuka isu tikatikuda mari yedu, we don't care whether it's Robert Mugabe or Tsvangirai who is on the throne, but tikuda mari yedu kuhurumende iri kutonga. But munakazosumuka ine chibhakani chake chakanzi Mugabe must go, zvatodistorta the idea zvatiri kuda isusu. Saka isu tikasumuka tine dambudziko ratiri kutaura kuti nyika yedu hasi kuti itira zvakanaka, automatically it means kuti hurumende iri kutonga yakundikana vanhu veZimbabwe. Saka kana yavakundikana, the only option I have now is either kugadzirisa zvekuchemerwa nevanhu kana kubva. We don't want Zimbabwe to zopinda pasituation yana Syria, because iko zvino tinogona kuti Mugabe haite. Tichinyatsozviziva kuti takuvara muno munyika tiri kurwadziwa. But you will not be surprised kuona dzimwe nyika dziri kunze kudzichiva dziita ari right. Saka let's not even try to fight this man by going to kutipisa zvitima, because those guys havakwira zvitima. It's not kwira zvitima. But tinongoblawa kwapiswa chitima ukukwaita se tirikuda vanhu vemuZimbabwe kuti vasimuke vachitaura nyaya dzavo. Ava vari kusimuka vachiadresa nyaya dzavo dzemapati avo nechichi, they should have another platform to do that, but not to distort zviri kudiwa nevanhu vemuZimbabwe. Because those are the same people vatichavhotera voenda futi. Remember, this Mugabe was promising before he was elected. And today is doing opposite of what he said. Saka, we don't want any politician to stand up and fight for us. Let citizens of Zimbabwe, vasina zvavari kuwana, tisimuke titaure nyaya dzedu. Kana tikaurayiwa, kana kutiziswa munyika zvakaita ana pasta Mawarire, the outside world should understand that this is done to the citizens of Zimbabwe vasina kana pfuti, vasina kana mari, vasina kana chinhu. But as long as tikazongoita mapolitical parties ari kuuya achiaddressa maissues avo using us as chaite, and I will tell you for in the sense, because remember Mugabe wa muri kutargeta is not Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a system which was set up for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it seems to today Mnana Libya, we still have got war.
Mm-hmm.
We are fighting a system, and the system, we don't fight it overnight. Saka gavarege kutargeta kana kuti Mugabe. Ini ndikutoti the whole system iripo iko zvino, ndiyo inofanira kubviswa. Saka kutageta kuti Mugabe, it's not an issue. Handizvo zvinogadzirisa upenyu hwavanhu.
Sasamboma Bright,
zvinogona kuti vavotera munhu aubviswa mungochinjirwa mutimamiro, but at the same time they use the old system iyo inosapuresa vanhu.
Thank you, Mkoma Bright.
And we are still suffering the same.
Thank you so much, Mkoma Bright. Thank you so much for your point there. You heard there from Bright, he's saying that he prefers to have a protest led by citizens' movements and not politicians, because politicians, according to him, have their own hidden agenda. And once politicians come in, you know, it will be chaotic. Zimbabwe may end up being another Libya or Syria because of politicians. So he's saying that he supports what Pastor Mawarire and others were doing, minus the politics of it all.
Again, scared of politicians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now let's see what is there on Facebook right now. We've got some messages. One of them is from Akorosi Chawana, who says the independence of the judiciary is under serious threat now. Then we've got Noah Kwete, who says government should address the primary causes of demonstrations. Demos are just symptoms. Before announcing drastic decisions, government must engage its people and not just certain supporters. As citizens, we have solutions that have the potential to yield the most number of positive results over time. Then we've got Tinashe Badau, who says, Mr. Mugabe is now clueless and is just talking whatever he wishes to say. Then Brighton Love says, Mugabe failed long back. That's why he failed to build some good hospitals in Zimbabwe, even for himself. Then Tichawana Joseph says, the president is underestimating the constitution right now. And then we've got Makasta Mateza, who writes, vote MDCT for a better life. All together, we can shine under MDCT. Then Jabulani Fundu says, oh, the president is not doing well. He should go back and see whoever he was seeing outside the country and leave us alone. And then Costa Kamandu, he says he must retire. He should not tell us all these kind of things. Then Fonny Lapas Tomnuns and Smakulule. Yes, Smakulule, want you on a journey? Sibakulule, ukolekting wen?
Ye, mkolekting wen.
Unjani, Sibakulule?
Ayina nyafira.
Ye, kutuwa ke Zimbabwe ke o abehluli unazani baenza unafuna gala hiyo unakucho kwa mnonga meli uropati mkabe. Kambu ngati ngakonoko?
Uchoti loko na uvele mnambono kuti upezu kwa abehluli uchoti ufaga wantu abaenza intande akemanje kwa basafu melani nae. Yendlela ayenzayo yena kufuna abantu abazwayo ivoice ephuma kuye. So manje sebeyisenza ivoice yabantu manje ikwesithi yena ebavali imlomo ukuthi yena ngokudinga intando yakhe. So ubaba umgabi ilizwi libulele ube unamanhloni engomunye ongazange enza amacala okubulala abantu ngekugrawundi ubezaphuma noma yinini. Manje ucabanga ukuthi uzakuphi into emenzayo nje.
So kodwa njengoba abantu bengasavunyelwa ukuthi bangene esitaladini kangako endaweni ezinjengeHarare, sizwele lakobulawa sokuthiwa iWhite City akumelanga iPTP yenza umhlangano. Kambe unxa usujika nje ukhumbula kudala kwakwenzakala khonokho kungakabuya izibuse?
Useyihulumende futhi ngathi ube ne-slogan sokuthi pasina abadzwinyirile. So mangithi ngiyakhangela umdzwinyirile omkhulu senguye. Lelizwe lelo tu alikhulula kasayazi into ayikhululayo. Yena nguye seyi-number one mdzwinyirile.
Pho ke nxa kulungiswa njani khonokho Sibakhulule?
Yena nakuyimi umgabi mina bengizavuma ngehle ngoba mangikhanile ekugcineni uzaphuma kabuhlungu kakhulu kokuthi Now, Fumo, I want to an explanation of what Tato of Pavamuni. I want to Zimbabwe Venizam resist.
Hm. I would say Illis Vinje, any lot of Antimas Babu Gramatin.
Minanita, I got a Kuba, the very Pambi, the Veloga Zamu, Mutuanti, and the Ben Previs. Nova, who's a Tona Banyavaza, men's there is true. There's enough for this true who put in Zimbabwe, there's for no one to almost a chair or an angel.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sibakhulule siyabonga kakhulu mnumzana ungathinela kusasa ba.
Okay, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, that was Mr. Sibakhulule in South Africa. He was saying that you know, Mr. Mugabe is deliberately targeting the judges because he knows that they're not doing what he wants. So he says at the end of the day, if Mr. Mugabe doesn't agree with somebody, he normally gets around it in one way or the other, and is very brutal in doing it. So he says maybe the reason why the president doesn't want to leave, you know, he says he committed so many issues. He allegedly perpetrated atrocities in Matabeleland under Kukurawundi, and there are so many other issues that he's tied to. So that's why he says he doesn't want to leave. So he says, but the major problem is he may leave power in a very, very under very difficult circumstances, like what happened in Libya and so forth. Because people cannot just sit and just watch him destroying the country. Say his time is over, you know. He should actually leave.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mr. Ngube before we take our next caller, but also to announce that our live stream is back. So, you know, it's good news for those on Facebook. Mr. Ngube, one of our callers said he supports it, you know, the protests when they are being done by citizens, not politicians. What is your take on that?
My take is, as citizens of Zimbabwe, when it comes to politics, every person is involved in politically somehow. So if for a government to be accountable, there should be obviously a political party or political parties that are shadowing whatever that the government running is doing. So that a government is responsible, so that a government is accountable. It's easier said not to involve any political party, but then the truth is, in every move, there is politics. And for a government to be accountable, they obviously need to be shadowed by any political party. And when you look at citizens, we've got a Pastor Mawere who's now outside the country. That exactly happens if you've got citizens who are not united. With a political party, otherwise, it's a bit different because it's a political party, and even if one person leaves the country, the agenda and the persistence of wanting the current government to be accountable will continue rather than, vanish.
Thank you so much. Getinde kuna vamhlanga makadi South Africa.
I'm okay.
How is South Africa?
Yeah, it's okay here in South Africa.
Yeah.
I would like to contribute on this topical issue.
You can go ahead, sir.
Pertaining to Mugabe's utterances. I'm quite disappointed. Do you understand me?
Yes, I can get you loud and clear.
I was quite disappointed when Mugabe started to attack judges. It is unjustified and arrogant to attack the judicial system because they are there to protect everyone in Zimbabwe. There is no country without its own laws, and no one should be above the law, even if you are the president of the state, like, just like Robert Mugabe. And then I would also like to correct the previous caller who said that we should not allow political parties to participate in this revolutionary agenda. It's incorrect because when we want a positive revolution, everyone must be involved. And the moment you start to talk about your rights, you are already a politician. In other words, everyone is a politician because we live in the same environment and we are ruled by the same rules. And if those rules are not good, they will not be good for all people in Zimbabwe. So it's not good for only citizens to fight against Robert Mugabe without the involvement of political parties, because we need to be organized. Uh-huh. And again, when people are demonstrating, they are responding to Mugabe's previous calls that excesses do not defeat gangs.
Uh-huh.
Now he is now listening to people because they are demonstrating, because he is not able to allow excesses to what defeat him. So the only way now available for people is to demonstrate.
Uh-huh.
And his speeches do incite violence.
Uh-huh.
People do not start violence, but it's Mugabe himself who is inciting violence in Zimbabwe by giving bad speeches which are not good to the development of the country of Zimbabwe. We are disappointed as Zimbabweans. We are living everywhere like parasites in other people's countries, being called by names because of a regime which does not want to change or listen to other people's ideas.
Mm-hmm.
It is now time for him to go away and leave and see others doing what is needed by Zimbabweans.
Thank you, Mr. Mhlanga. Thank you so much for joining us.
Don't mention.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yes, very clearly stated there.
Mhlanga was loud and clear there. Who do you have?
Yes, Lumunzana ke u Robson o se South Africa. E Baba Robson ngau njani?
Ngikona ke njani.
Hayi bijana u ngaphola phe South.
Onse good.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu. Ye ungathini ke wena ngodaba lo?
Hayi kunzima kakhulu baba ngoba. Ma president ezothuka abantu abayiba abaphethe umthetho, kusho ukuthi hayi umthetho lawulandela kithi la.
Mm.
Yeah, awulandela mpela ngoba sesize sawukela kulamazwe saze saphuma sawo kuwo ngoba imithetho iyalandela ngoba abanawo akunamuntu odlula umthetho noma ungakanani noma ubani uyathonisiswa uma uvele unekazi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ngoba manje kona manje nakuthi ukuthi usebamba yonke into imithetho manje ubakhatsheleni labo abantu ngoba uyena wabafake ezikhundleni lezo.
Mm-hmm.
Ukuthi benze umthetho ngoba lesisekelo sombuso siyathi ukuthi abantu betshengisile manje njengoba sethuka le judge kuthi ukuthi la uzogcina sesithi kuthi kudisponsa ngamazwe angapha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So bona ngizani kuyaphetha njani khonokho?
Ah, kuphetha kwakhona kuzenziwa njengalani oyingile ijudge le yagcina la isisenkingeni sibotshwa sokuthiwa angazi ukuthi badiyayenza kanjani. Kodwa lo bazothi phela nguyena owenza ukuthi kube nodlame ezweni. Yikukugcina kwathi bazombopha khona bemtshela ukuthi kona usponsa ngamazwe angaphandle. So akula vele yinye indlela esingenza ngayo. Thina maZimbabweans ungavele ungene esitaradeni utshengisele kuthiwa uthunywe ngabantu bangaphandle. Wena ungelalutho, ungenamali, ungenani, ulambile. Bakutshela ukuthi wena susponsa ngamazwe angaphandle.
Mm. Hayi, jikile izwi lakho lokugcina baba.
Hayi, elokugcina lona ngelokuthi vele eyi kunzima ngoba asazi ukuthi ngobani abazolungela thina labantwana bethu ukuthi kunzima kuzoze kulungele zona izizukulwane.
Mm.
Thina sokwehlule. Yeah, hayi sizokuthiya kunjalo. Sokwazi yena uNkulunkulu ngiyozolamula.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke Mr. Robson kuna ngapho kule South Africa eGoli baba. Sibongile kakhulu.
Ah, ningakali ubeki phansi ucingo.
Mm.
Kube kune competition le ebisenzeka lapho ku Facebook yenu.
Yeah.
Kanti ama prizes la athola kanjani ngoba sisendile imininingwana kodwa akuna umuntu osifonela oro osiwhatsapp oro senzela anything.
All right, siza kufonela ke sikhulume lawe singaqeda uhlelo.
Okay, ngibonga kakhulu baba Dudu.
Okay, thank you. Sibongile kakhulu. Right, that was Mr. Robson in South Africa, you know, Egoli. You know Egoli, right?
Egoli, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he says Mr. Mugabe is now the judiciary, the executive, and almost everything, and he's really, doing the wrong things in Zimbabwe at a time when people have got the right to actually protest and, you know, do anything of their choice. So he says, one judge or two may soon be arrested. He says, do you remember what happened to the previous judges? Some of them were actually given a torrid time. So I think he was talking about justices like Barata and others. You know, and he says, what is funny is that when a Zimbabwean goes onto the street, he is said to be being sponsored by the West. And he doesn't understand why somebody hungry and, you know, all those kind of things can be sponsored by the West to do what? He says, no, there's something really very wrong here. And Mr. Mugabe is doing wrong things.
Let's go to Botswana with Mkoma Patrick. Magadi Mkoma Patrick.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Aiwa, Tirinani, Zedu, Muripapi, Kaborone, Francistown, Kupi.
This is Zindirimu Road to get to Francistown.
Okay. Tipe of Mwadze, you think we're Mkoma Patrick?
Hello?
Taurai zvenyu tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu nhasi tiri kutaura nezvemashoko avamugabe yekuti aiwa vamwe vematare vanenge vakukanganisa nekubvumidza vanhu kuti varatidzire zvavo mumigwagwa umu vamwe vacho vamugabe vari kuti varizopedzisira vaita mhirizhonga asi vamwe vanopikisa vachiti aiwa vamugabe vakuda kutonga nedemo
chinozivikanwa ndechekuti vamugabe panguva kusakara kwedu vose risakadyiwa nyama havachashayiwi chokutaura iri nyaya ndokuda kunyanya kutaura hangu ndaida kubatsira mukoma wanga vachiti vematongerwo enyika ngavasapindira panyaya yekudemonstrata nokuti ivo varida kutora advantage aiwa mukoma vakarasika zvikuru nokuti vanhu kuti vademonstrate tiri kuona kuti nyika yedu yarasika yaisirwa mumatope nehurumende yavamugabe saka munhu mumwe haakwanisi kuti kubvisa vamugabe pachinzvimbo pavaripo paya saka ziya zvotoda mubatira pamwe kuti tirwisane navo ivo vemapolitics vese tinofanira kubatana semhuri imwe chete sezvo tichida kubvisa nzara yapinda mumba medu pasina kubatana hapana zvatingakwanisa kuita hapana zvatingakwanisa kuita mundarauya dzangova nharo dzega ivo upenyu hwavo hwakapedza havachafungira vana vevamwe upenyu hwavana vavo hwakagadzirisa chavakutyira ivo vakutyira kuti ivo vakabva pachigaro vana vavo havasati vava nezvinzvimbo chavari kuzama kuda kubatirira especially even mai mugabe varida kuzama kubatirira kuti kukura kwevana vavo vasazova vana vachatambudzwa vave nezvinzvimbowo mukati mehurumende ndo zviri kurwirwa navamugabe nehurumende yavo havachafungiri vamwe vanhu havachafungi kutambura kwese kwatiri kuita chimhanyamhanya kune dzimwe nyika tichitsvagawo kurarama izvozvo havachafungi izvozvo ivo vakufungira mhuri dzavo nevana vavo nevakadzi vavo pavo chaivo chaivo hayi handifungi kuti vachafungira upenyu hwavenyu
aiwa tinotenda zvikwedu zvikuru mukoma Patrick mufambe pore pore pamugwagwa
aiwa tinotenda kuva blessing
tinotenda zvikuru from Patrick maybe probably our last caller he's saying that he does not agree with the caller who was saying that politicians must not be involved he's saying this is something that citizens must actually come together and fight for one cause. Gibbs.
Just 10 seconds, Mr. Ncube, your last word.
My last words are the people of Zimbabwe. I respect the people of Zimbabwe. They're resilient, and I encourage the citizens of Zimbabwe not to give up. We should face Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF head on. And we should not allow our beloved country, Zimbabwe, to be taken hostage.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ncube. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. That was Mr. Vusimusi Ncube, a political commentator based in London. And we want to take this opportunity to thank our viewers, our callers, our radio listeners, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our producer and engineers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.